Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, indeed. Welcome along. Gavin Stewart here for the next hour, taking you through to midnight. Oh, great music lined up. Hopefully, you'll enjoy. And our first musical birthday this evening, Billy May, born 1916. How about this one? Flying Home Cha-Cha. Oh, there we are. Flying Home Cha-Cha. Oh, takes you back to the days of Tommy Dorsey and Tea for Two Cha-Cha. Now, Ennio Morricone, born 1928, sadly passed away 2020, but he wrote some great music for the films, including this one.
Thank you.
Ennio Morricone and the good, the bad, the ugly. Now, our next piece of music, written by a gentleman, Mac Rice, born 1933, recorded by Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. Now, our next musical artist, why I'm sort of smirking to myself here, away back in the 60s, Screaming Lord Sutch came out with a record called I'm a Hog for You Baby, and minor hit. But the gentleman himself, David Sutch, went on to form the Monster Raving Loony Party in politics. So, here's I'm a Hog for You, Baby.
I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get enough of your love.
Coming over your house, it's gonna rock you all night long.
'Cause I'm a hog for you, baby. I can't get your sweet lips, 'cause I'm a horse, baby.
Screaming Lord Sutch, I'm a hog for you, baby. My goodness me, that takes you back to the 60s, does it not? Now, our next musical birthday, Dave Loggins, born 1944, American songwriter, and probably this is his best known song.
She said, no, would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. To Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw I love you echoes down the canyons. And then lie awake at night till they come back around. Please come to Denver. Said no, boy, would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. 'Cause I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. This drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to LA to live forever. Said no, boy, won't you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy.
one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Dave Loggins, great song. Please Come to Boston. Oh, one of my favourite pieces of music. Now, Sir Tim Rice celebrates his birthday today. He was born the same day, the same year as Dave Loggins, 1944. Sir Tim Rice, well, great cricketing fan and songwriter, my goodness me, where do you start? But I selected this one, which features Julie Covington.
They're not I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Julie Covington, wonderful, my goodness me. And Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Now, Greg Lake, sadly, he's no longer with us. He passed away 2016, born 1947 in Poole in Dorset. Now, when he was with Emerson, Lake and Palmer, they did a full-length version of Fanfare for the Common Man. Well, here's Greg with a slightly shortened version, but still Fanfare for the Common Man. for the common man. Takes us nicely to 11:30. So let's have a look at tomorrow's front pages for the 11th of November. And we start with the Daily Express. 160,000 sign petition warning Labour not to target pensioner income in the budget. You will pay the price for vicious OAP tax raid. The Daily Mirror. Wheels on Kate's cancer battle. We told the kids everything, the good and the bad. The Times. Reeves hints at lifting two child benefit cap as well as taxes. BBC is told say sorry or Trump will sue for $1 billion. Independent. BBC says sorry, but Trump threatens to sue for $1 billion. The Guardian. BBC board member with Tory links led to charge over claims of bias. Rees ready to ditch two-child benefit cap. And China's CO2 emissions may have peaked early. The Daily Mail. Trump tells BBC, grovel or I'll sue for $1 billion. The Telegraph, Trump to sue BBC for $1 billion. Reeves hints he'll raise tax to scrap two-child benefit cap, prevent no longer keeping UK safe and is unfit for purpose. The iDaily. Future of the BBC licence fee in jeopardy as Trump threatens $1 billion legal action. The Metro. Trump's $1 billion battle with corrupt BBC. And lastly, Financial Times. Trump issues threats to sue BBC for more than $1 billion over edited speech. And Lloyd used data from staff's personal bank accounts in pay talks with unions. And that is a quick look at tomorrow's front pages. Now, 50 years ago, I wouldn't believe it, 50 years ago, the sad occurrence, the Edmund Fitzgerald cargo ship was lost with all hands. Gordon Lightfoot wrote a song about it, became a hit, and there is a service held every year to commemorate all the hands that were lost. So here is the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling?
captain did too. 'Twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know with the gales of November. Remember. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Gordon Lightfoot and the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And a few years ago, I did sit up and watch the actual service that was commemorating the loss of all the hands on board. And the actual Edmund Fitzgerald bell was recovered and, in fact, exchanged for one with all the names of the crew who were lost. And that was then put back on the wreckage on the seabed. But the bell is rung, one for every crew member that was lost. And a very moving ceremony indeed. Now, here's Herman's Hermits. No milk today.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the powers that have been behind the door where my love reigned to scream? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn nine today. This message means the end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know what a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. Symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned night into day.
Herman's Hermits. Oh my goodness me. Now, taking us closer to looking at tomorrow's weather, Joni Mitchell and Both Sides Now.
Rose and flows of angel hair, an ice cream castle's in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. and Ferris wheels. The dizzy dancing way that you feel as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Illusions that I recall, I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. We've just got time to fit this in, and then tomorrow's weather. Matt Monro, Born Free.
Worth living. I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
And time to look at the weather for tomorrow, the 11th of November. And a high of 15 degrees, a low tomorrow night of 13 degrees, strong winds with the thundery showers, it's saying here. Sunrise 7:21 and sunset at 16:33. There is a possible weather warning out for strong winds and rain, but it's only possible from 12 o'clock to midnight tomorrow night. Now, who have we got to take us closer to midnight? Not Barry White, unfortunately, but how about Brian Adams? Please forgive me. Why is he not wanting to play? Has he got a sulk on? Let's have a quick look what's happening on Sid Valley tomorrow. Well, Bob's here from 9 through until 12 o'clock. Then Chris T's 12 through until 2. And Janet and Story Cafe 2 and through 3. Batteries included Stuart Priestley 4 through until 6. The Duke 6 through until 8. And then Rocking Lee 8 through until 10. And I shall hopefully be back tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. We're playing out tonight with Calypso, John Denver. Thank you all for listening, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Look after yourself. Stay safe. See you tomorrow night. Here's John.
On a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm.